Low. It's a good thing I'm also the sound person. Okay. Good morning, everybody. If you would pray with me this morning. Father God, thank you for this morning. We're just here today looking forward to hearing from you, Lord. And I just pray that you would use me to speak forth your word, to just really share your heart as well as your truth. We thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning. So today, before we get into the verses, I'm going to share about, and this will be the EMP title, the rules. The rules. So a few weeks ago, we went over the golden rule. I'll go over it exactly what that is. Again, just a quick recap. But have you guys heard of the different rules? So there's a golden rule, right? And then there's these other rules. So if we're saying like, it's the rules is how you basically treat people. So there is the iron rule. The iron rule. The iron rule is, let me just get this right. Do to others before they do it to you. You probably see this in Game of Thrones, if you've heard of this show. Basically, the whole show is everyone's just preempting before anyone can like hurt them or attack them. They'll try to get the other person first. And you see this in the way also people treat each other, right? Oftentimes it's if you've been hurt, right? You before you can even get hurt, you hurt first, right? And you hear that hurt people, right? And you see this especially with people who may be, in relationships. And you always hear this a lot where, as because of maybe trauma that's happened, before, as they're feeling the intimacy grow and they feel the relationship close, but what do? They break up with the other person first. Like, the relationship could be at the best, but even before, as they're feeling it, then they just break up with the person first so they don't have to experience being broken up with or being hurt and disappointed. So that is the iron rule, which is the worst rule, right? Which is if everyone treated each other like this on earth, everyone would be pretty miserable. It's just everyone hurting each other. So the next rule is is the silver rule. Silver rule. And that is do to others as they do to you. Do to others as they do to you. So what is it? You wait for people to initiate first, or depending on how they treat you, then that's how you treat them. It's pretty safe, right? So someone's nice to you, very tit for tat. You scratch my back, I scratch your back, right? You bless me, I bless you. And then we get to clear, right? The golden rule, and we went over this a few weeks ago, and in Matthew 7, verse 12, this is how the golden rule is described. In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets. Sorry. And golden rule, pretty good. Actually, very good. And at this time, you know, Jesus speaking, Sermon on the Mount, speaking to the multitudes, Pharisees are probably there, and he's addressing hypocrisy, right? Which is, what were the Pharisees doing? They were doing, I don't know which rule they're part of, but they weren't doing to others as they would do, right? And we would, and also it talks about, you know, what is judgment? Jackie talked about that judgment, right? And the hypocrisy. And this kind of deals with that, right? Is at the very least, you should do to others as you would want to be treated. And it says at the end, and this summarizes the law and the prophets. What does that mean? So the whole, you know, Old Testament, all the laws, you know, there's do this, do that, you know, so many rules. And then there's the Talmud and all, even more rules. But at the very heart of what the Old Testament, the law and all the prophets, what they shared, the very heart of it is the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. Is that correct? Right. So many rules. Treat others as you want to be treated. But does this always work? I want to say it's really good, but does this always work? Treat others as you want to be treated. I submit to you, just through my personal experience, it doesn't always work. Especially in relationship or when you're closer to someone, right? Especially in a marriage, right? If I do that, what does that look like? Well, actually, it didn't really work. For example, that's a bad example. Okay, it's the only thing I can come up with, so I'm just going to share it. So even that day, we were joking, Janie and I, that's my wife, we have very different love languages, right? So already that doesn't work. It's like, oh, maybe a lot of the husbands, oh, treat my wife how I want to be treated. Okay, I want to experience more physical intimacy, so I should initiate more physical intimacy. Does not work, right? In the same way, you know, from my wife, oh, this is actually not her, but, oh, I would like to talk and communicate more with my husband, or I want that from him, so I'm going to talk and communicate more with him. You see how sometimes it doesn't really work? And that's because you're using your own standard of what you want and kind of imposing it on others. Which, if you're not even at that level, like, so that's why I say the golden rule is actually the minimum. It's kind of like, I always tell my house church, hey guys, you know, not sinning is not the objective of the Christian life. We're not trying to just live by integrity, just trying to not lie. We're trying to go for so much more. And I feel like that's what the golden rule, it's actually the minimum for us. So what is the next level? I call it the titanium rule. It could be the diamond rule. It could be the platinum rule. But it's just like, what's the next level? The titanium rule. What is the titanium rule? Well, I'm going to use John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. You guys should all know this as GIC graduates. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know you are my disciples if you love one another. So, what I want to stress on in that verse is where Jesus says, as I have loved you. As I have loved you. So what is the standard for the titanium rule? Is we need to do to others as Jesus has done for you. I think that's the next level, right? Do to others as Jesus has done for you. We need to treat others as Jesus has done. And we need to love others as Jesus has. And another example where Jesus tells us to do to others as Jesus has done for you. In John 13, verse 14 to 15. It says, if I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. So here, even more clear to really do to others as Jesus did, right? He says, do this as well. Of course, so Jesus washes the feet of the disciples. It's like, you know, people's feet are so dirty. Even my feet get so dirty in Hong Kong if I wear sandals. It's like, I don't want to, like, even touch my bed. You guys should wash your feet if you're wearing sandals in Hong Kong and not get in the bed before you. Anyway, it's so dirty, and they're like unpaved roads, and yet Jesus gets on his feet to wash the disciples' feet, to serve them. And so we shouldn't just, because of, he says, oh, do this. I don't think Jesus is saying, maybe, but he's not saying literally, okay, from now on, you all need to literally wash people's feet. Agreed? Right? There's more to being like Jesus than just literally washing people's feet. But it's, what's the heart behind Jesus washing people's feet, right? So we need to look at that, because as we say, do to others as Jesus has done for you, then, or like love people as Jesus did, we're like, well, what did Jesus do? That's what we're thinking. Remember the wristbands? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? And there's so many examples, right? Actually, the whole, you know, gospel is just literally examples and demonstration of how and what Jesus did for us. And so if you look at so many, you know, healing people, loving people, not judging people, inviting people, like even the disciples, just, you know, initiated so quickly, like, you want to join us? You want to join us? No strings attached, right? Always just giving people chances. But I think the best that I saw, because I didn't want to go too long and just list a bunch of examples, is how Jesus describes why he came. And so in Matthew 20, verse 28, he says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life a ransom for many. So it's this very not self-centered approach that Jesus had. He came to serve. Obviously, he's serving God, and he just does what the Father does. And he came here simply to serve us. I think he was very, just like, no strings attached. Like, what did he get out of, you know, what did he get out of it? It was almost, I want to say, it's like he got nothing out of it. And so, it's this very not self-centered approach, right? Where he's just loving God, loving people, and he's not focused on himself. And that's what we're called to do. If we're really to do to others as Jesus has done to us, is we're really just dying to ourselves and not making it about us when we treat other people. Unconditional. So the only thing is, to do that, to really live that out, is, I want to say, well, to me, is impossible, right? It's impossible to be that selfless, to, you know, bless your friends, family, and I'm not even talking about enemies, I'm talking about even like family members, to be nice to my wife, with no strings attached, give her gifts, serve her, give her massages, not expecting a massage back, right? To do all that, even with the people I love, is so hard. So how can we accomplish that? And then, remember I mentioned what the WWJD bracelets. So these were these bracelets that were really popular a decade or so ago, and it says, it had a bracelet, and on it, it said WWJD. And basically that stands for, what would Jesus do? And it's to remind you to do what Jesus did, basically to employ this titanium rule. What would Jesus do? And so, you know, I don't know, like, oh, like, you want to, you pass by somebody, and you feel, and they, or no, or you're about to lose your temper on somebody, and then you're about to yell at them, and then you, like, see your wrist, and you're like, oh, okay, what would Jesus do? Right? But they kind of fell out of, I guess, fashion, because I don't think it really worked. Look, it was a good reminder, right? But eventually it's like, it just, oh, okay, or you just forget. And that's because it's so hard, it's like impossible. So how can we really do to others as Jesus did for us, or did to you, is we just need to be overwhelmed by the love of God. We need to be overwhelmed by the love of God, right? It's good to know about how we should treat people, but the very heart of it, of why we are able to treat others and love them unconditional, is not because we remember to. Even if you remember to, oftentimes you're like, oh, no, I don't want to. I don't want to forgive. I don't want to. Even though I know you, I don't want to, right? The only way we can do this is it's a supernatural, I would say it's a miraculous thing, where the love of God overwhelms you so much that you just flow from that. And then you can walk in that, I guess, titanium rule. So I want to invite Janella up. And as we worship, so even though I shared today about the different rules and titanium rule, it's kind of, it's not something you can accomplish by just knowing, right? Or not be able to accomplish just with your head knowledge. Oh, because I need to do that. It can only be accomplished through your relationship and intimacy with God. And that, I can't even describe it, but it's that love, overwhelming power, just, you're so touched by it, right? That you would overflow. You always hear about that. Oh, overflow. I'm overflowing, so filled and overflowing with God's love. And what happens is then you can, you know, do as just as Jesus did. Love your house church members. Serve your house church members without expecting anything back, right? Even if you receive criticism from people and you're doing stuff for other people and you're just doing it for them, and even if you receive criticism or people don't appreciate it, you're not offended because you're just doing it without strings attached, right? Jesus came for his people, for the Jews. He loved them. Everything he did for them. And yet, he was constantly being attacked. But he was so filled and overwhelmed by the love of the Father, right? And that's why Jesus was so secure. And so we need to really draw from the source, which is God, our good Father. We need to spend time with Him. We need to worship Him. We need to just sometimes be still. Maybe that's what we need to do this morning. Just to be still and just let His love just come, touch us, overwhelm us, right? I think we need to be overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by His goodness. Let His love come and not just minister to our heads, but also our heart. So let's just, let's worship. Mm-hmm.
couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. All the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love.
Yes, Jesus, we just acknowledge and see, Lord, how much you love us and what you went through, that you would, you know, just as this song, that you would, you know, leave the 99 and find us when we are lost, that all of us in the midst of our difficulty and going astray at times, and even sometimes not being very Christian, Lord, that you would still seek after us, even in all our imperfection, all our dirtiness, all our unlikability, yet you would still pursue us so unrelentingly, Lord. And Lord, give us that supernatural, miraculous power to do that as well, Lord. Those people that we find difficult, those people that when we judge and we see them through our eyes, Lord, that it's not attractive, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just give us your eyes to see them. You would give us your heart and the capacity of your heart to love them, Lord. Just as you love us, and just as you do unto us, Lord, we would also treat others that same way, Lord. But we just confess, Lord, we cannot do it with our own strength. It's so hard or even impossible to do it. Just because you told us to, Lord. We really need to we need your strength, Lord. We need to depend on you, Lord, to do that, Lord. So would your love and your presence today just give us that strength and power to do so, Lord. And that may we just rest and seek out your presence, Lord, more. That your presence, we would be so aware of it today, Lord. Let's cover our church, and hopefully the love of God has filled you, and that's why you really want to pray, not just because we put up these slides. So let's cover our community who's just going through cancer. Let's just love on them. Pray for those who are going through chemo and radiation therapy as well. Thank you. next slide, yeah. Let's also cover our community going through illness, loved ones, but who also need of salvation. Only God can do that. So let's pray for just opportunities and circumstances. Also cover those suffering from infirmities for God's full and complete healing and restoration. People who are looking for jobs, pray for this opportunity that they could, even in the midst of not having a job, that they would know so deeply that God is their provider, that it would transcend their circumstances. Let's pray for doors to open, that they would be led to the job that God desires for them. Go to our Tuesday prayers. Let's first one is our mission focus. So let's cover Hong Kong, the wealth gap, the churches. Let's pray for Sports Services International, Shanti, Masters Beauty, Sons and Daughters, Christian Solitary Worldwide, Mother's Choice, the Hong Kong Korean Church, the Hong Kong students, domestic helpers, families in distress, and their children. Cover the staff, P. Sam, P. Nate, P. Salma, P. Ricky, myself, P. Mary, P. Andrew, Tim, Mon, Ash, Yiling, Janella, Rachel, Cadence, Ben, and Leanne. And you can cover especially P. Sam, who just got back today. Pray for his body for a good recovery. The hospitality ministries, welcoming and barista for real hearts to serve unconditionally, and for also the leadership for direction and to really lead these ministries. Okay, let's cover the worship and sound. And worship is led by P. Nate. And sound, this is a recent development, is going to be now led by Conrad. So if we can make the change. So please cover him as he steps into this new role. He's full of zeal right now, so which is great. And you can all cover the AV team. Let's pray for just a heart of worship, especially for AV and sound, which is also oftentimes behind the scenes, but they would just do it with a heart to really serve and do their best. Cover the house churches that are meeting tonight. First Street, Fontana, Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, OPR, Soho, and Westville. Let's pray for just a very fruitful time through their discussion. It would be edifying, it'd be encouraging that in the midst of the house church that they could really encounter you as well, and that your love would come, and that you would use, and that God would use the leaders to also lead the house churches. Lastly, let's cover the upcoming SP events. Parenting seminar. We have a healing night with Pastor Cheon, as well as, of course, our SP annual retreat. Let's pray that these would be anointed, God-filled times, that people would be drawn to these events as well. Father, Lord, thank you for this morning and this word. God, as we go out into the world to go to work, as we make as we go about our day, Lord, I pray that we can really just treat others and do unto others and love others as you did, Lord. That we could be like you, Jesus. And not only because you told us to, and that's fine and all, Lord, because we want to be obedient to you, but also because we want to, Lord. We want to treat others in the same fashion and way that you did, because we're just so overwhelmed by your goodness, Lord. Overwhelmed by your provision. Overwhelmed by who you are, Lord, that you would comfort us, Lord. All those things, Lord, that we're overwhelmed, Lord. And so we want to reveal who you are, Lord, that we could be a light to direct people to who you are, God, through our actions and the way we treat people, Lord, so that they would see you as well, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, and I bless you. I bless your spirit, SP. I bless your spirit to connect to the Holy Spirit today, to lead you, to see like Jesus, to have a heart like Jesus, to be so connected that you would be led by Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.
Sing Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we